Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Today's show, we're going to go over the BrickLink Designer Program. It used to be called the AFOL Designer Program, which is Adult Fans of Lego, if you didn't know. It was a program that started, I think, back in 2018. That was there to meet some needs of, you know, just the adult fans of Legos, kind of their sets that they really wanted to build, and Lego kind of got behind them to build those particular sets and then release it to the community. So these have some limited productions of, you know, of actual sets. So we're going to go over, you know, to see if these are really a good investment. You know, maybe you're not sure of what this actual program is. It's a design program that was based off of the adult fans of Legos, some things that they were interested in, and they, you know, the thing with Lego is that they really love their fans, which is great for, you know, a toy company to get behind their fans. It really helps to build the community. It really helps to, you know, inspire, like, people to be creative, and Legos are very creative. That's why I like them so much. I'm a collector. I'm an investor. I love to play with them. My kids love to play with them. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Legos itself. So to have a program like this where they really kind of delve into the community of Lego fans, especially the adult ones, they wanted to kind of come up with a almost like a contest of the best, you know, different Lego sets that people created on their own, and they wanted to put those into life and actually produce them, a small production run of them to make available for Lego fans, you know, in the community. So they're really sets that are created by different creators, and then they don't produce a lot of them for, you know, production, because Lego, you know, they have so many sets, and for them to put one in there to produce another one, you know, it costs them time and money and effort and everything like that. So they couldn't do a lot of them. So, but they still wanted to do it because their fans really love this. So it's a great program. If you're not aware of it, they had a program in 2018. We're going to look at some of those sets and how they did it as an investment. If you were lucky enough to snag one of those back then. But I wanted to just kind of bring you up to date where it is right now as far as in 2021. They had the first round of that went out in July. I don't remember the exact date, but they basically had a bunch of different sets that were available for, you know, funding and everything. There was seven in the first round. They had basically taken the top five of each one, where those are the ones that they would produce. So you had to basically invest in those sets, and then if they got enough of the funding, they would produce them in the top five out of those for it. So the first round was, you know, back then, and they let you get up to five sets for each one. And, you know, they were pretty reasonably priced. Some of these sets went out really fast, like the castle one was definitely one, and then the fishing boat was also another one that went really fast. So if you didn't get there in time, you probably missed out on it. And in fact, the BrickLink group, their website actually crashed during the when it first opened up. So even then, there was some issues with it. You know, it's something that they didn't expect the real surge of fans that were interested in this. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not too upset over it. I got some sets. I wasn't able to get everything that I wanted, but at least I was able to get something. But so they took some feedback from everybody, and they gave us an update. This was back at the beginning of July. This was shortly after the first round. They admitted a few different things as far as the site performance and also the limited production, which they only allowed at the first round was up to 5,000 units. I guess it was some kind of mistake that they allowed, 10,000 or up to 10,000 for one of the sets. There was some kind of ordering glitch. They also, like I said, they had you were able to get up to five sets, which I guess it was upsetting to some, to some people as well, that they had the limit up so high, which I thought was kind of unusual as well, even though I would love to get five of them all, of each one. And then they also had some shipping limited to, the country serviced by Lego.com because they're producing them, so really they can only send it to those particular countries. So I understand that. So they had some glitch, and they at least, they came back and they gave us an update on that. They said that, it was definitely some issues with the site performance. They had a very low limit, that, and they wanted to increase the limit of that. They say that there was the glitch, and that's why they're doing that. But they're also going to be doing it for the next rounds. After that, they're going to have a 10,000 max that they'll produce for that. But they really weren't expecting this demand. And in fact, they did say that, I know as a Lego investor, we'd like to get as many sets as we can to, invest in it. But, they only said that 75% of people that purchased it only got one anyway. So it really wasn't as far as, the surge of Lego investors, there wasn't a lot in there for that. So I don't think it's really that minuscule. But, I'm happy with just getting, one or two of these sets anyways. And hopefully they'll increase that to two someday. But at least one is fine. It's fine for me. And I totally understand that. The first round, they had some glitches. So they're actually gonna what they're gonna be doing is they're gonna be opening up the other sets, the four other sets. So the castle one is definitely not one that you can get in this next round. So this one right here. But these other four, if you didn't have an opportunity to order one of these, you can order one of them. And that is going to be opening up on August 3rd. You definitely want to be ready for that if you want to get in there and at least get one of those sets. Because there's only going to be, they sold up to 5,000, so there's only going to be another 5,000. I don't know what the demand is, as far as the second round's coming along. But I'm sure these will still sell out. That's kind of the update with it. As far as, these sets as an investment for your Lego portfolio, let me just start out by saying that these are really good. Anything that you can get that has a low production is something that you want to have as a collectible is very, very, very good to invest in. We're going to look at the older sets and see kind of where they are right now and what their return on investment is. But where you're being limited to just, well, at first it was five, but now one or five or whatever they're going to have, it's still, something that you can grab and then hold on to. These are sets that I would definitely hold on for much longer than I normally would for other sets that are mass produced. These ones I would hold on to for quite some time, at least 5 years, 4 to 5 years. Maybe they might peak out at a certain demand and supply, but the supply is really low. Now, the demand side of it is that these are not going to be popular as far as, like regular customers looking for these. In fact, I couldn't even find any of the older sets on Amazon. I was only able to find them on eBay, which I totally get. They probably wouldn't have them on Amazon because the way Amazon is and how they work with that. As far as on eBay, if you look at their investment, what you paid for and what you're getting back now, it's okay with it. It's not something that that I would definitely do at scale, but let's take a look at it. These are the two sets. So the first set was a Lego Lowenstein castle, and I'll show you what these look like so you can see them as well. But they had a Bricklink set number of BL19001. That's if you go look up in Bricklink, though, that's where they're. That's the category, the catalog number that they use for it. And again, these were released in 2018. They retired the same after that because they didn't make any more of these. So for the Lowenstein Castle, you paid $199.99, which is pretty steep price for any type of castle, but it did have a lot of pieces. I don't know the exact piece count of it. If you were to look up the set on eBay right now and what that sold for, if you were to sell it right now, it's roughly about $900, right in that kind of vicinity there. With shipping and everything, it might be a little bit less, a little bit more. But that's what you're looking at. So as far as an investment, now that's for if it's this is if it's sealed. So if you have something that's, used or something, it might be a little bit less. I didn't look up those. But as you can see in here, this one sold May, this one sold June, and this one sold July. So there were two in July that sold this particular one. Now that's like one a month. Really. So I'm gonna say the demand is probably very low for this type of set. That's really, that's okay for your investment, but don't expect this to be, something that sells right away when you post it up there. You might have to have this posted up there. You might have to find the right buyer for it at that time. Now, I don't remember exactly how many they produced for these. I think it was 5,000 back then too. And, where they're increasing the other ones to 10,000, that there might, might be a need for it. But as you can tell though, the demand is going up a little bit as far as collectors going, as far as people that are interested in this type of programs, and maybe this will kickstart something else. So in the future, there could be a little bit more demand for it. But as it stands right now, there's not a huge demand, at least on eBay. Now, eBay is not a big, huge traffic site, but it's still, something that you have to look at when you're making an investment. If you were to look at the numbers in this, so if you were to sell this at $900, the fees are about 15% on eBay. They take out some other fees as well. So roughly, you're looking at about a $700 profit, somewhere in that vicinity, before fees. So that's a 350% ROI, return on your investment. That's not great, but maybe you could hold on to this a little bit longer. This is one of those things I think where if you held on to it for a lot longer and didn't open it, then you would probably get a better investment. But again, this is one of those things where it's a collectible item that's not mass produced, so you could, get some value in that part of it. Where it is, but as you can see, the demand, at least on eBay, is not. So this is so just so you know, on eBay, if you go and you search something, you'll check off completed and sold. That tells you what was sold, and it will, I think it pulls back, probably the last few months of it. So if you do this without that and you just look to see what was up there, then you would see how many people are selling it when the prices that they're actually selling it, but that doesn't mean that it's sold for that price. So the other set that was in there was a Wild West Saloon set, and that went for the retail price of that was $149.99. If you were to sell it today, it goes for about $400, and that's, you have to factor in your shipping, your fees, and everything. So that's brand new as well. This one seems like it had a bigger demand, for this particular set, because there was a lot sold in July, and that could be just from the start of the new Bricklink designer program that could have just piqued that little interest right there, that people are actually looking for these older sets. So this might not be for the entire year of the demand for it, but if you look, even the pre-owned of it is 270, which is still pretty good for that particular piece for bidding. So I mean, this one I guess it didn't do too bad. The demand for that one seems, a lot more than the castle. I don't know, man. I'm not a huge castle fan, so I don't know. Maybe there's so many castles out there that, it just wasn't that spectacular. I'm not sure. Maybe the saloon just seems like it's a little bit more unique. That might be a little bit more like a showcase piece. I don't know. Maybe there's something else that I just didn't see when I was looking at all this stuff for the data to find anything. But this one had definitely a higher demand, at least in this month. Maybe that's something to keep in mind. So the other ones that I really like, for the ones that are going to be available, if you can get it, I would definitely get the ship one. And I mean, I like all of them except for the bird. I gotta be honest with you, I'm not really too fond of the bird. So I actually didn't get any of those ones because I didn't really care for it myself. But the other three in there, if you haven't gotten any, I would definitely look at those. I mean, you can certainly get the bird as well. But unfortunately, the castle one is not going to be available. But the other four are. I'm gonna get, as many as I can, if they'll allow me to get. If they allow me to get another one, I will certainly get another one. If not, then the ones that I already got were good enough for me. So really, it's just something to think about when you're investing. If this is something that you can find that is rare, it's going to be rare and collectibles. There's not many of them produced. That's usually what brings up the value of it. But you may have to wait a lot longer than you would for most other sets. Well, hopefully that helped you out. Well, I'll see you guys in the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.